This is Tall Tale TV, your podcast for sci-fi and fantasy short stories. Diana's Homework, written by Richard Flores IV, performed by Chris Herron. Normally, Diana loved working in the void. It allowed her to create beautiful creatures. Creatures with four legs, some with fur, others with feathers, or with just two legs but would swing from the trees. She loved her creatures, all of them equally. But this time, she was here for the term project for one of her final classes. A class she hated. World creation. She didn't want to create worlds, but the class was a requirement for graduation. And if she didn't do well on this project, she wouldn't pass this class. Failure in this class meant she wouldn't be able to become a goddess this year. She was delaying the inevitable. She should have started on the project weeks ago. She had to create a world that would sustain life of all types, including intelligent life. Her animals were just as intelligent as some of the life the professors classified as being superior. Hell, even those better life forms were still animals. Still, she loved all animals. But intelligent life always ruined worlds for all the other beings they shared their space with. But the truth was, she was just stalling now. She was still delaying the inevitable project that was now due tomorrow. She closed her eyes, and when she opened them again, the void had filled with elements. She'd have a go with carbon-based life forms. They were the easiest, and she didn't have a lot of time. 2 hours had passed in the void, and only now was her planet finally starting to cool off. She worried that by speeding up time in the void, she was going to mess things up. If she didn't get some type of liquid water, she would have to start over again. She needed her third time to be the charm. She knew what types of plants she wanted to grow on her world. She had worked that much out. She sent several comets crashing into her new planet, adding just the right amount of elements into the new ecosystem. She began to think about the animals she wanted to live on this world. Giant beasts were always a classic start to any long-lived world. She'd make sure to add those. It was bound to get her professor's attention. He was a lover of the classics. She took to the network to research what types of beasts she could add to her class of world, but quickly found herself distracted by videos her classmates had posted of animals doing hilarious things. Diana loved these lumbering beasts, but after another hour, millions of years had passed on her planet. And while the beast continued to evolve, there was no intelligence gained. They were basic survival animals. And no matter what she put into the mix, that didn't change. Several hundred generations had passed, and not one of them showed progress towards the intelligence needed to pass this assignment. Diana didn't know what to try next. Each time she tried to start a different evolutionary path, these beasts killed off the species before it could grow. As much as she loved these great creations, they were going to cause her to fail this assignment. She said her goodbyes to the creatures as she conjured up the large asteroid. It would kill off most of her hard work, but it wouldn't end the planet. The volcanic eruptions would help too. As one tear trickled down her cheek, she cast the asteroid at her world. The animals were very abundant on her world. She wanted it that way. There were all kinds of creatures in all types of varieties, from the depths of the ocean to the tips of the trees. And finally, signs of intelligence were growing in one species. She had now been working on this world for 7 hours. She needed these two-legged animals to pass the class. These beings wouldn't be perfect, and they were a terrible addition to the planet. But so long as the planet survived long enough for her to turn it in a few hours, she would still pass. Diana smiled as she watched the first of the species start to create tools. She yawned and fought the head bob that came from the all-night cram session. She dreamed of what her world could have been. She saw a spark. These beings had now created fire. She smiled. In 30 minutes, they'd be all she needed to pass the class. Slowly, she drifted off to sleep. Diana looked over the world. The professor was unhappy about the intelligent life she had created. Diana had left the void running at high speed for too long while she slept. These life forms were cruel and more animalistic than the creatures that deserved the planet. But that didn't matter. She got a C on the project, and that was all Diana needed from this world. She could do what she wanted with it now. Many of the other students had cast their worlds aside, leaving them to fend for themselves. The crueler of the future gods simply destroyed the worlds they created. Diana didn't want to destroy her world, but these intelligent beings were so disgustingly savage. They were nothing like she had hoped them to be. And if she left them to fend for themselves, they'd destroy the planet. It wasn't just their world to destroy. All her beautiful animals had a right to live. They were the ones that really respected her planet. She didn't have time to care for this world full time. It wasn't supposed to be that way. One god or goddess couldn't manage a world of this size, even if it was rudimentary at best. But she couldn't leave it in the hands of these so-called intelligent life forms. She looked through her world for one of them worthy of helping her animals survive. She found him preaching tolerance and respect. He begged the other people to treat this world with care. Diana reached out with her mind into the world and spoke to him. "Noah, I have a favor to ask." Richard is a writer living in Washington with his wife and 3 boys. He has had numerous short story publications, mostly flash fiction. He also had 4 novels to his name. When he isn't writing or reading, he is playing Tomb Raider games or watching movies. That is, until hockey season starts. Then he may not even get to writing. You can find out more about Richard by visiting www.floresfactor.com. Hey guys, hope you like this story. I always like the world creation ones where it kind of mixes science and magic and theology and, you know, whatever you want to toss in there. I really enjoyed the religious twist at the end of this one. I thought that was kind of clever. If you guys did like this story, be sure to leave a comment or a thumbs up if you're on YouTube or Facebook. And if you're listening to the podcast, head over to Apple Podcasts and leave a review. But before you do, be sure to subscribe for 2 to 3 short stories every week. I'm Chris Herron, and that's it for today's Tall Tale TV.